I was subpoenaed by the U.S. Department of Justice to testify to a small part of the Justice Department's overall case. Essentially, I should say at the out front, making the arguments of the constitutionality or not of the law is their part. I was there serving as a fact witness. My understanding is their overall argument is that obtaining ID for some individuals is more difficult than for others, particularly along racial lines. Mm-hmm. The reason, the basis of my testimony was based upon my experience as an assistant DA. I was testifying really in one sense to kind of inform the court about driver's license revocation. So one part of it was to share the sometimes to some people surprising fact that most people, at least in North Carolina that I've seen, that have their driver's license revoked is not for what you might typically think. Most people, if you ask them, they would assume that if somebody has their driver's license revoked, it's for driving while impaired or other dangerous driving, speeding repeatedly or high speeds. And that certainly is a reason that people have their driver's license revoked. But in my experience, that's actually a surprisingly small minority of the people who have their driver's license revoked. Most people that I see are revoked for what you might call compliance or financial reasons. They get a ticket for something which may not be a particularly serious offense. And if you don't appear or pay the fine associated with that on time, then your license is revoked for that. And then they further asked me if I could, based upon my experience, say what the racial makeup was of the population of people who were revoked for these reasons. And I would say that my experience is that in a county that's about 12.5% African-American, it seems to me at easily 50% of the people that are revoked for non-payment of tickets are African-American. Then I leave it to the lawyers involved in the case to argue the significance of that towards the ability of an individual to get an ID. I'm sure it will be discussed that there are other forms of IDs that can be obtained other than driver's license, and they had other witnesses to talk about those. I was there for the driver's license part of it.
What is unique about your experience, I guess, with this, that you were called among the assistant district attorneys across the state?
Yeah, I think it's because, and I never really confirmed this with the attorney for the Justice Department that I worked with on this, but I think it probably is because of my work with the driver's license restoration project that I helped create a few years ago. And he asked me about that. That was part of my testimony, was essentially, did you notice something in working in court that was a concern to you? And that is something I'll opine on. It's a more difficult question to discuss whether or not licenses should be revoked for this reason. I think my answer to that would be a long one. but not that it's patently wrong to revoke licenses for non-payment of tickets. I'll say this, you do have to have some mechanism to compel people to pay fines when they get cited for violating traffic laws. But what I did testify to, which is troubling, is that what I would see a lot of is people get cited for something relatively minor and maybe even not having anything to do with really their safety as a driver. For example, failure to wear a seatbelt, which is a valid law that I support, but doesn't pose a great danger to the overall public, at least, you know, other than the person that doesn't wear their seatbelt. But, you know, they would get a citation for that. They would not pay that ticket, and then they would have their license revoked, and then they would get caught driving with a license revoked, and then they would get revoked another year for that offense, and then 2 years on the second offense, and then permanently on the third offense. And it started this thing that we sometimes call the DWLR spiral. In fact, I even shared to the court that some people use the phrase driving while poor. And so my basic point of starting the project was not that we should absolve people from having to pay their fines, but that the consequences of the wrongdoing were kind of outstretching the level of the original wrongdoing to begin with.